From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Okay, thanks very much. Here's the 95 BFM, Troy Ferguson. Hey, Troy, how are you going from Southbound Records? What do you got for us at the record bag there, Troy?
So much, Mike. You're not going to believe it.
Well, it's ours. Whack some of those platters on.
Okay, should we actually start up the first one so we can...
Oh, look, it's up there.
No, not that one there. No, that one over there.
The one that begins with...
Yeah, that one.
You want to start it up?
Let's start it up. Now... Does this sound like it was recorded in a hall of a palatial home?
Let me listen to this for a second. Sounds like, what it sounds like to me is that someone, some eccentric and philanthropist sort of jazz aficionado, not from here, from Japan perhaps.
But I see what you've
has discovered a quartet of... amazing artists, amazing jazz performers, and it does sound like he's recorded them in his hallway. Yes,
it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah, but I mean, then it sounds like I've heard that before.
Well, before. You might remember we told such a story about the Toru Aizawa Quartet when they were on the J Jazz compilation.
Aha! What do you mean for those people who weren't listening that day?
Well. Toru Aizawa Quartet were basically a group of university students. Toru Aizawa was the piano player. He, at the time of what you're hearing, he had already graduated at the top of his class at med school. He was just about to step out to be a doctor. And the other dudes were law students. Anyway, Mr. Tachibana, who could well be one of these eccentric people, in fact he was, he lived in a gigantic... palatial residence just outside Tokyo, and Mr. Tachibana loved jazz and loved this group that he saw playing at like some small bar somewhere. So he decided he'd record them, press up an LP, and use that LP as his business card.
Here it is, the business card LP that we discussed so many weeks, a couple of weeks ago actually. Well, this is a beauty, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing?
Wow.
That's Mr. Tachibana's family crest on the front cover there.
Yep. Nice crest.
Yep.
Do you know what sort of flower that is?
I do not. Because it's a bud of some flower.
So and is that the quartet on the back?
That's the quartet, but you'll notice there's more people than in the quartet.
I was going to say, it's a seventet.
Yeah, because Mr. Tachibana's there, and so is the engineers that he...
Septet.
Yes.
Oh, and the engineer as well.
Yeah, the engineer, the producer, Mr. Tachibana and the quartet.
So this was recorded in 1975.
Correct.
Troy, in a hallway.
A
palatial hallway.
Yeah, well, I'm sure his hall is bigger than most of our entire residences, but there you go. He'd invited people like Charles Tolliver to come over and play in his hallway. You know, he's that kind of character. Do we want to... This translation.
You take this sealed LP back.
I will.
It's heavy, heavy gauge vinyl. It's re-release. Is it a re-release or is it a release of the music was recorded in 75? Hasn't been released like that though before, has it?
He might have pressed up about 150 at the time for his business cards.
Oh yeah, of course, right.
But it's never been re-released since. Just now, BBE have done it. I didn't actually, when we were talking about it, I didn't know BBE were doing this. I didn't know they were going to be doing it.
BFM, yeah. Eh? Huh? Oh, okay. And so you've handed me over the this is obviously available on CD as well.
It is available on CD too. Yeah.
For those people like Little Pretend Shiny Records. And there's a translation of the original sleeve notes. So this must have been inside the business card LP that he did give away back in the 70s. Is that right?
Correct. Along with a picture of himself looking quite dapper. Yep.
There's a look how good he looks now though. Look at him there in 2018 with his dog.
That's Dr. Toru Aizawa right there. Yep.
He's sitting there at the piano. Would you like to see what it looks like nowadays, Johnny?
I want to see his business card.
Well, the LP is the business card.
That's the business card.
The translation reads, this is the sleeve notes translated. Hello, I hope all of you jazz lovers are in good spirits. When I first heard Mr. Aizawa's playing at a small venue 2 years ago, I was so impressed how much they had practiced during their limited spare time while undertaking their university studies. Afterwards, I've seen them play a number of times, but it is as if every time I see them, they've gotten much better, and I'm also moved by their outstanding melodies. So, I decided to produce the record as a memento of this quartet's youth. Although I was astounded by the amount of people working behind the scenes while producing this record, which means more guests than he probably thought coming through, I'd like to thank Mr. Nagishi of Mukuba in Mabashi and Mr. Yukimoto of Yukigasa Instrument Store of Takasaki's for their enthusiasm for getting things done. Yeah. I would like to continue to produce records through my label so I can be of good use in unearthing buried talent. For those of you who are interested, please get in touch with the Gunma Jazz Group. Mr. Aziawa and Mr. Morimura, the elder brother, in the bracket, has already started their new life in the real world.
Yeah.
From now on, I presume that they will experience many things in life, but I look forward for them to release great music in the next record in the future as well. I would like to wish all of you the best. Ikiru Takibana.
Yeah, how is that?
That's lovely, man. It's so wonderful. What it a is. Wonderful and lovely kind and of quirky way to do that.
Like, you can imagine with notes like that, it might be terrible amateur sort of, you know, well thought of, you know.
Yeah.
But listen, this group was stunning.
At the same time, they were getting through their university studies as well, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Cool as shit that is. Wow.
We're listening to it is called Philosopher's Stone, and it's composed by
wow,
yeah.
Woo!
And the composer is in fact the drummer you're hearing, Mr. Morimura, the younger. I'd say Mr. Tachibana would have been pretty thrilled at this bit.
As I was say, program that into your sampler, mate, into your drum machine. See Troy.
Yes.
Woo! My trousers are on fire.
Now, I have a suspicion this record is going to go out of print fairly quickly. I think a lot of people are going to want it.
So. I reckon that sounds like if you were kayaking across solo,
yeah,
across the ocean of drums,
yeah,
and you were suddenly confronted by a massive, massive tropical drum storm.
A tropical drum storm, yeah.
Yeah. And you're just by yourself in your solo kayak, and just tempted to just, that's annoying, you'd be banging down, straight into the eye of the drum storm. We're going to have to just let it pass.
We are.
We're going to take ourselves out of that kayaking across the seas of drums.
So
I made up
the Toru Aizawa Quartet, Tachibana Volume 1 is the name of the album. It's on two pieces of vinyl with one very long tune on each side, except for side D, which has Dead Letter, which we heard the other week.
Yep.
And a samba is also on that side. So
you're gonna need some sort of stereo equipment with a record player that has a functioning needle.
Yes, you're gonna need that.
You're gonna need that and some good speakers.
Yep, you're gonna need a kind of solid chair which you can plant down.
If you're gonna sit down. Yep. Or just tolerant neighbours.
Yeah. Or neighbours who are out.
Neighbours going, he's playing that 38-minute drum solo again. All right, ladies, go on, Mackie, start it again. Choice. Here we go. He's got it on loop. All right, so what else we got, Troy?
Well, okay, here we go. I've got a little message for you. Are you ready for it?
Give me my flowers.
Yes.
That's a lovely bunch of flowers, mate.
Give me my flowers is a compilation of gospel
rare and
music.
Potent gospel, is yeah. what it says here. Rare and potent gospel. That is a that's a big promise, isn't it? From the shiny Nashville label, Nashboro Records.
Now, Nashboro Records was started by a man called Ernie from his record store, Ernie's Record Mart. Where
hello, Bert.
Yeah. In Nashville, and what had happened is he found he couldn't keep enough gospel records in stock, so he thought, right, I'm going to start recording some people.
And people like the Hightower Brothers, the Angelic Gospel Singers, Radio 4, Little Johnny Jones and the Little Jones Singers.
Yep.
The Trumpeteers.
Yep.
The Skylarks, Sister Pope and the Pearly Gates, Gospel Songbirds, Bonita Cantrell.
Yep.
Dixie Nightingales. The Consolers. What else you got there? The Swanee Quintet, Edna Gulman Cook.
Yeah, she was a reverend, in fact.
Well, her track's called "Stop Gambler."
Yeah.
So this I think this looks like it could be an absolute sneaky gem. This
it is. Now, do you know who's put this out?
I do, because I'm sitting here holding it, looking.
No, not that side. Nashville, no, it's Third Man have done this.
Third Man have done that, have they?
Yep.
And there they are. There's
yeah, Third Man.
Okay, so it's new.
It's brand new, comes out tomorrow worldwide.
These tracks been anywhere available anywhere else before?
A couple have been collected and re-recorded. The only ones I've been familiar with, I hate to say, I've heard on bad quality digital files.
Okay.
In the
well,
past.
Let's listen to them on this fine piece of vinyl. Which track do we listen
let's
to?
Go for the first track, which is "Until He Comes" by the Hightower Brothers. This is going to blow your mind.
You want to just hang on to that record? You hang on to that, okay? If you don't mind, Troy.
Oh, I don't mind. The other thing on the secrets is proving Music City, USA has always been home to more than just country.
The guy, the dun-dun-dun guy.
Okay, this is 1962. This is recorded in the back room of Ernie's Record Mart. That was his studio. What do you think, Tess?
It's very good.
It's killer.
I'd like to buy this album, please, Troy.
Yeah. Do you want to just play a bit of the next song, and then that's really going to push you over the edge?
I'm really hooked on that already. I don't know why, but I just love it.
Okay, the next song is by the Angelic Gospel Singers. Touch Me, Lord Jesus.
Why not?
Touch me, Lord Jesus.
Hear
this? They originally recorded this in 1947. This was, they re-recorded it for Nashboro in, I think, 58? Maybe 58? I think that.
I love a gospel song that's got a
This is amazing stuff. Now, what I'd love to say at the moment is, yep, they got it all from the original master tapes. Unfortunately, Ernie had a habit of taping over his masters with easy listening music to play at home. So there's no masters. What they did is there is a gospel collector in the United States who had the closest to mint copies of the records, and all of the new masters have been made from needle drops.
Wow, really?
Yeah. But
still, they're there.
Sounds amazing.
Caller, can we help you at all?
What's that audiobook you guys play every morning?
Oh, that's Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari.
Sapiens, that's one. Thank you, you bye-bye. Very much.
Back to what we're talking about here, though. What's the name of this record?
This is called Give Me My Flowers, a compilation on Third Man, a definitive collection of rare and potent gospel from shining Nashville label, Nashville Records.
Lovely. On CD as well?
No.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'll have the vinyl.
You want
to put that aside for me? Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, indeed.
But there are more than one copy there.
Yes, but I don't have a million. I've got a few.
Yeah. All right, listeners, stand by. And so next up on the playlist there, Troy, is
next up is a record which originally came out in 2011, I think, or 2012, maybe. Now, the Heliocentrics from London, who we know from many, many different configurations and backing different people, soon after they did a record with Mulatu Astatke, they did one with the incredibly strange man, Lloyd Miller. Now, Lloyd Miller...
Sounds like a normal man.
He does sound like a normal man. Lloyd Miller... plays more than 100 instruments, speaks 8 or 9 languages, is a world-renowned expert in Persian music and different music from the Middle East. He lived in Iran during the 60s and 70s, where he was so noted as being an expert, he had his own TV show.
Right.
In Iran. Now, Lloyd Miller, the other cool thing about him, he did a really, really famous record, which is one of those, oh, it's expensive, oh, it's so sought after records called Oriental Jazz.
You talked about that before.
I think we have.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, anyway, Lloyd Miller is also known as someone who got a little bit cranky when music changed.
Oh.
Said it went downhill after 1955.
Yeah, no.
Became a rackety noise. Anyway, when he came to do this album with the Heliocentrics, which is called Ost, in brackets, Ost, yep. The Heliocentrics sent him the music first, and he called up Malcolm Caddo and said, I don't know if I can do anything with this. It sounds like a horror movie soundtrack, which, of course, it doesn't. But they reworked some stuff, and the tune we're going to hear is called Nava, which is based on Persian scales. And on this one, Lloyd Miller is playing 4 different instruments, as you'll be able to hear. But
I can't tell. We can't hear it's him playing 4 instruments. But
he hasn't started yet.
Just for those of you who need to know, heliocentric means having or representing the sun as the center, as in the accepted astronomical model of the solar system.
Yeah. What do you think of the cover?
Boring.
No, look closer.
I see what's going on. Someone's riding some heron or stork.
Their shadow is riding it.
Well, their shadow's riding the shadow.
Yes.
Of one. So one might assume. I don't know.
So
we can start talking about Peter Pan again now. So why don't we get full circle on that?
Here's one of the instruments.
Here comes Lloyd. He's a bit hesitant, isn't he, when he just tickles his way in here?
I don't know if it's hesitancy or whether that's the way with the Persian style.
Oh, right, yeah, no, you might be right. Lloyd Miller and the Heliocentrics, Nava. And that's the name of the album?
Ost, or OST, in brackets.
Ost.
It's
in the record world, that could be easily mistaken for original soundtrack.
That's right, yeah. In fact, I did mistake it for that.
Crikey.
But it's I'm really glad this is back in print after a few years. The Heliocentrics, I don't think, have ever put a foot wrong with anything they've ever done. It's a tremendous group. And I really like what they bring when they're with legendary people, Mulatu or Lloyd or whoever.
You don't want to fuck that up when you're with big hitters.
Oh, no.
You don't want the project to fall apart, do you?
You don't want
everyone's got to bring their A game.
What do you think of this?
Pretty cool, pretty nifty. It's definitely it's an environment. Oh, Sarah, calm down. Sarah's come down putting post-it notes on her which record she wants. Do you want to say which record you want, Sarah? Okay. All right, here we're going to go, Troy. So Lloyd Miller and the Heliocentrics.
Yep, Ost, that is back in print. We have it on sale at Southbound Records already. Before that, you heard the new gospel compilation on Third Man entitled Give Me My Flowers, tremendous collection of 1950s and early 60s gospel music.
Can I just jump in there and say that, where are your manners, gospel?
Give me my flowers, please. Where are my flowers? And we started off with Toru Aizawa Quartets, and I've got a label on here that says, hello, please may Sarah order this, thank you.
Thank you, Troy. Those were all kick-ass records, but even for Mike, who texted in saying he hated the drum solo, it drove him crazy. But too bad. It was a cool drum solo.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't
need to. Hey, feel free to send your band's tune in, Mike.
It's all right. Don't have to enjoy genius. It's all right.
So that's all available at Southbound Records right now. Thank you, Troy. See you again this time next week.
Right. From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.